pattern of the Bhagavatam can follow the description. In chapter 16, we express that Bhumandala extends as far as the sun spreads its light and heat, and as far as the moon and all the stars can be seen. That was the first verse. Then it describes that the rolling wheels of Maharaj Priyavrata's chariot created seven ditches in which the seven oceans came into existence. Because of these seven oceans, which are described here,
this was done before we began by another artist.
This is the Jambudvipa planetary system. The complete is the Bhumandala. This is Jambudvipa. This is the salt ocean. And these various oceans here, they correspond to the oceans which are described in the Bhagavatam, that chapter 5, 16, chapter 7 verse. Because of these seven oceans, Bhumandala is divided into seven islands. Then in the third verse, it describes that this universe is the universal form of the Lord. The fourth verse describes Sukadeva Goswami says he will explain the Bhuloka. And the fifth verse is tries to be more precise about the Bhumandala planetary system. It says it resembles a lotus flower. It has the shape of a lotus flower. And the seven islands of Jambudvipa resemble the world of that flower. Then the length and breadth of that island, known as Jambudvipa, this one, which is situated in the middle, this Jambudvipa corresponds to this one here in this big map. The length and breadth of this is 100,000 yojanas. That means from north to the south and from the west to the east, it's 800,000 miles, according to this fifth verse.
So our map here, 1 centimeter equals 2,000 yojanas. So this is 20 centimeters. Now this is 50 centimeters. So it equals 100,000 yojanas. And also, for anyone who's counting, four of these boxes equals 1 centimeter. So simply by counting this, one can understand how many yojanas each thing. This is exactly the scale. It's done very precisely the scale.
And it describes in Jambudvipa there are 9 divisions of land. Each with a length of 9,000 yojanas, 72,000 miles. Bharatvarsha, Kimpurushavarsha, Harivarsha, Badravarsha, Yilavritavarsha, Kitumarvarsha, Ramyakavarsha, Hiranmayavarsha, and Kuruvarsha. There are 8 mountains that mark the boundaries of these divisions and separate them nicely. Starting with the Himalayas, that's the first mountain, Himakut Parvata, second mountain, Nishada Parvata, third mountain, and then goes this Gandhamadana Parvata, which is the east side of Sumeru, and then Malyavan Mountain on the west side,
Neel Mountain, Shweta Mountain, Nishindavan Mountain,
You can explain that Sanskrit verb word also.
It is three. I don't know what Sanskrit is. Devarshe, Dakshinottare. I don't know what it is. Bhushape. Bharatvarsha is Bhushape. And this Bhadras was again Bhushape. Guru was again Bhushape. And this Ketumar was again. So, Devarshe, Sanskrit Gaye. Dvivarshe Dakshinottare. Dinhani Tatra Chattvali Chaturastra Ilavatam Iti Dakshinottare. Bharatottare Purvarsha Chattvali Ti Purusha Harivarsha Ramyato Hiranmaya Varshani. That means 34 yojanas.
How good?
34,000 years in the mountain. King Purushvarsha, this King Purushvarsha, and it is between that Himala and his mountain. And again, Kalavaksha is between 10-foot mountain and Ishati. This remnant was
to really deal with that description. Anyone will know the little description of the Himala. That is also about Sankhya. In Europe, when you go over the mountain, huge mountain is there. The back is like on the roof. You're saying, huge. They are so important.
Of that mountain, Sumeru Parvata, 16,000 yojanas or 128,000 miles are within, under. So Sumeru is like this, and but it also goes under the Jambudvipa planetary system. And therefore, the mountain is right above the earth, above here, there's 84,000 yojanas, 672,000 miles above the level. And the mountain's width, the mountain on top is considered to be 32,000 yojanas, or 256,000 miles, and in the bottom is 16,000 yojanas. Scientists cannot conceive of this. Their estimation of a mountain is that it must be bigger in the bottom and end up smaller at the top. But Mount Meru is twice as big in the top than it is in the bottom. They cannot understand. Next verse will describe the different divisions just north of Elavritavasya. And going further northward, one after another, are three mountains. Namely, Nila Mountain, Shrekha Mountain, and Sringavan Mountain. These mark the borders of the three Varshas, namely Ramyaka, Hiranmaya, and Kuru, and separate them from one another. The width of these mountains is 2,000...
I don't know.
And these mountains, the extent of the beaches, it is considered according to the Bhagavatas
ranking, range is not very. Do not actually accommodate that.
It is mentioned that Ananda was there only Chaitanya all the time. No Kaliyuga because of it. Only Chaitanya is all the time. Then you could just
go open. They are always engaged in naturalistic basis. Present life.
And it describes in verse number 9 that south of Inavrita Varsha, extending from east to west, are the great three great mountains named Nishada Parvata, Hemakut Parvata, and Himalaya. Each of them is 10,000 yojanas high, 80,000 miles high. That means the scientists have understood that the Himalayas are 3.5 miles high. We say, but how much is Himalaya? 28, 5.5 miles high. We say it's 80,000 miles high. The Bible says,
who can measure the world?
Then it describes here that on the west and east of Ilavrita Varsha, west and east, are two great mountains named Mayavan and Gandhamadana, respectively. These two mountains, which are 2,000 yojanas, 16,000 miles in the north, and Nishada Mountain in the south. They indicate the borders of Ilavrita Varsha, and also the Varsha is named as Ketumara Varsha here, and Bhadrasva Varsha. Then it gets into more details regarding Mount Meru, text number 11. On the four sides of the great mountain known as Sumeru are four mountains named Mandara Parvata. This is the mountain.
So how is it so, Jenny?
This is a garnishment
mountain. And that's how it is. Dog.
Dog.
Yes.
That's not for me.
We are calling one artist from Mayapur, Krishna Mayapur, to bring one artist. So we're going to draw perspectives. We're going to draw this and all.
That is perfect.
That's not hard. We got the information from the chair. It is from the channel. I'm the intelligence and the scholars I can purchase.
This knowledge will actually destroy their misconceptions, because most people think that previously, just 5,000 years ago, people used to be barbarians. But if they were barbarians and they knew the whole description of the universe, they must have been very advanced.
This is Gokhan Lokhan.
They're simply following your Bhagavatam description through it.
Except this one, first paragraph in the same month, these are the Bhagavatam downstrokes.
We do not require to satisfy his fantasy. We have to decide for him. If he can understand, let him understand.
That's
not our business to satisfy and show about that. We are giving the justice.
The original manga. Ceylon, of course, is there, but it's not manga.
Yes.
Who knows what else we will discover today? These things were. When they are, when we are actually,
Not like before what I meant.
What did he say to him?
That I meant.
Yes.
And not like before what.
We meant, Bhakti Premaraj said that yesterday he was going to look through the commentaries to try and understand which these refer to in present days, you know, geography. He wasn't strict on that. He only knew that one was
that. That's why I left.
In terms of our drawings and things, will you be staying here for a little while still in Vrindavan?
No.
You have no. I'm just trying to think in terms of pacing ourselves with the schedule.
And business. There's a lot of that.
No. The only other engagement is the opening of Bombay from October. That's not until the end of October. Well, any time you get a little rest, the sun wasn't disturbing. Always you came out victorious. Always. I have never seen you ever defeated. Bombay, it was absolutely impossible. It seemed to be impossible.
What do you think?
They should write a book about that.
Yeah, So interesting, brother. And she didn't give the front piece. At first, she didn't give the engine. Now she has given, but at first, but you still, you said, build the wall. Hyderabad also, there was a little dispute. Everything was a struggle. Our temple is the best. The run-up work, the topic, I do not know that.
All the people think that our deities are made of gold. They've never seen so shiny and such Shringar before.
Yeah.
Wow. In Mayapur especially.
Prabhupada said you should get to some launch, just like in Rishikesh. There's some monkeys and they take people free of charge back and forth. Prabhupada said you should do that, take people back and forth, but that would be the job. Right there, there's nothing over there. I guess so. I see. We could buy it. Actually, there was some land being offered to us. It went right from the road all the way to the river. There was a strip of land belonging to that Gaur Maharaj. Remember Gaur Maharaj? There was one piece of land that he had this little temple there. And it goes all the way from the road right up to the Ganga. So we could have a little dot there, and a boat would dock. Yeah, that's a very good idea, because if it goes from where the other boats go, then the boat wallows will cause trouble. But now they could just protest if we make our own place.
Yes, sir.
That's two boats. The rich case, they have boats. The boat is about the length of this.